So I'd like to take questions if you have it.
Thank you, Mr. Dickerson. Questions for me, Mr. Dickerson? I'll start with Representative Thomas and then Representative...
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Dickerson, you talk about $1.1 million in the education center on the island and the visitor center.
Capital investment.
And when I read Section 12, I read that the grantor, which that the grantor is the state and the holder is the Maine Coast Heritage Trust, correct?
Correct.
Okay, it says that the responsibility of the grantor to bear all costs. Am I reading that right? That the state of Maine would end up building this educational center, this visitor center, and maintaining it and paying the liability?
No, you're not quite reading that correctly. Let me come back to this. This is a sort of a technicality of drafting of a conservation easement. All conservation easements placed upon the continuing owner of the property the responsibility to bear the cost of the property, whether they're taxes or surveys or clearing safety hazards from trails or whatever they may be. However, this easement also, the grantor becomes larger than the original grantor of the easement, which in this case would be the state of Maine through the Department of Transportation. The grantor extends to those agents of the grantor, which in this document is referred to as the management entity. That management entity will ultimately be the group, the organization, the agency that builds and creates this set of buildings, these facilities on the property. I very much doubt that it will be the Maine Department of Transportation. I also very much doubt that it will be any agency of the state of Maine that actually constructs the buildings. They will do so under a management agreement with the state.
Let me, it's Section 12, and it says that the grantor,
are you referring to
This is the document the first one that I received. I believe it's the same as this one. And I printed it. It's a download of the email, and I've underlined those places, and I've been through this back and forth. This was 18 of 48, but that's and it's the email. I don't know.
Can you the final document contains two documents. First, the final report, and there's a colored paper separating the two. The second report is the conservation easement, I believe, is Representative Jeremy Council.
Thank you. So it's the Section 12 to which you refer.
Yes, it says the heading of cost, taxes, and liability.
I'm with you. Thank you.
And it's the second sentence. And I'll read that if you'd like. It says grantor. And then it's parentheses, or grantors, agents, tenants, licensees, as the case may be, and any land management entities, and not the whole of them, shall be responsible, just a second, lost my place here, shall retain all responsibilities and shall bear all costs. And one of the listed items of costs are improvements. And so the way I read that is the grantor, or the state of Maine, the taxpayers of the state of Maine, could end up with the responsibility of maintaining the buildings out there, building and maintaining them.
That would be an interpretation that Mr. Dickerson mentioned also for grantors, agents, tenants, and licensees. They also could be this. And so I understand your concern, and I certainly don't think that we can be saddled with, if I can use that term, the expenses of maintaining that facility as a state. But I also am comforted to know that those obligations, financial responsibilities, may be borne by, and I say may, because I don't know of any group that has come forward at this particular point in time, but I do know of interest within numerous groups, and I have a certain amount of confidence that they will emerge and that something will be done. But I recognize your concern, and I think it should be for the record that you would be opposed to having the state as we know it, either have to build or to maintain those facilities.
Maybe I'm asking the wrong purpose. Maybe Mr. Dickinson isn't the right person to ask. But I wanted to get that out in the open. And I want to make sure that the taxpayers of Maine aren't this agreement. And it looks like to me they might be obligated under an interpretation. And I'd ask some more questions if I could, then we'll go on to this later.
Yep, that's fine. And I think that I could agree that might is the operative word and is one that causes you concern. Do you care to add anything to that, Mr. Dickerson?
No, I think it's. I think the language in the easement does fully cover it. I think if I had pointed out anything else, that to build such facilities would, I assume, take an act of the legislature, which would have control over the budget of doing so since they're state funds, and the legislature would have that opportunity to step in and determine that that wasn't an appropriate allocation of state dollars. But I will say that all of the intent in this easement is that there will be a third-party so-called land management entity, not the Department of Transportation, that takes on this whole function of management, maintenance, and construction of this facility. You will note in your report also that there's an advisory council and towards the end of the report about a group to advise on the management of this land. It would review the management plans, you know, in a truly advisory capacity, but the Department of Transportation will retain full control over the actual decisions of that management.
Thank you, sir. Representative Thomas.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. How can I be sure that this educational facility doesn't become a resort, a private playground for the elite from all kinds of different nonprofit organizations? I see that there's going to be a dock in here. I can see the possibility of people coming here with their yachts and docking and then staying at this facility as a... And I've looked through the agreement, and I'm not a lawyer, but there have been other conservation easements that end up being the private playground of various people, let me put it that way. And I don't want to see public property used in that way, the way it has been in some other places. Is there a place in here where I can be assured that's not going to happen?
Well, I think there's several places in the document that should give you some reassurance. Keep in mind that the conservation easement is a guidance document about the uses. It has to say what can be allowed. It does not prescribe what will occur. And though it does allow a dock, that doesn't say there must be a dock. A dock may or may not be built. The easement simply allowed that dock to be built. I might add that that dock and its design was a close consultation with the harbor master at the town of Sears Port to determine what would be effective for the town's interests in navigation into this area in the future. In regard to an exclusivity or an elitism of this property, This property is owned by the state of Maine. It's under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation. The department will control whether or not this becomes in some way an elite facility. You do not give up that control. If you return a conservation easement to section, let me find it for you. Section 7 on public access. Grantor hereby permits and will refrain from prohibiting or discouraging use of the protected property by the general public from low impact outdoor recreation and uses of walking under the river. And it goes on further to talk about this public access. There is nothing in that that suggests that the holder or the grantor has any ability to set up any hurdles about the socioeconomic status of the members. So I think that this is pretty well protected by state ownership as to what it will become in terms of who gets to use this place.
Thank you. Additional questions? Representative Brown?
Yes, essentially the same. Maine Coast Heritage Trust, they can be financially stable, and they're going to be responsible. Who's going to be responsible for the maintenance? Who's going to be responsible for the roads? Who's going to be responsible for management? And I think that those are the concerns that President Thomas addressed.
Thank you. Are there any other questions of the committee? Mr. Dickerson. Senator Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Go ahead, Mr. I would ask you the same question I asked Mr. Gilway, and that is, in your opinion, in your involvement with this whole project, what do you think would take place if this was not the CPK in terms of traffic?
Well, I'm not sure I'm prepared to say whether this particular composition of the Joint Transportation Committee or a future composition of the Joint Transportation Committee should make this decision. That's your purview. But from my perspective, we've had a terrific three-year process that I've described here. There is a commitment of a very wide range of interested parties to move ahead with this at this time, to partially clear the air that has hovered around this island for 4 years. Will you be able to recapture this by not making that decision today? Will that wither? Possibly. I can't really predict that, whether that will occur or not. But I would urge the committee to not continue the stalemate that has surrounded use of this island for 40 years. That stalemate has benefited no one. And my prediction that this is not approved is that it will revert to a long period of stalemate, interrupted occasionally by gigantic confrontations between development and preservation. To what end, I cannot be sure, but I do not think that we should pass on this opportunity, and I think you have a chance to make a historic decision for Maine about a process that is a model for how to reach decisions on these controversial issues around the country.
Any other questions? Dixon, thank you.